The 16th Annual Holiday Arts Tour is underway in Ruston all weekend, with various events, programs, and exhibits showcased as part of the tour. Jessica Slaughter serves as Executive Director with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council and joins me for a look at what's taking place. Jessica, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
Well, the tour highlights the talents of artists across North Central Louisiana. What types of work can one find coming up this weekend?
Let's see. We have photography. We have paintings, both oil and watercolor, collage, acrylic. We have some assemblages. We have jewelry, a variety of jewelry styles. We have some potters. We have an author and some woodworking. We have poet, musicians, theater, and dancing.
Jessica, as this is the holiday tour, is there a variety of items for seasonal use as well as everyday decor?
Definitely. We have some people who make, you know, Christmas ornaments, but primarily it's gifting. I mean, these are perfect items. We have a wide variety of price points, so they make really good gifts. It's nice to give and receive unique handmade gifts, and art is a great gift that never goes out of style.
How many artists are represented in this year's show?
As far as visual artists go, we have over 30. If you add in our musicians and dancers, then I would say we're into 70, 80 plus.
Right. You mentioned musical performances, poetry readings coming up tonight. Tell us what's going to be taking place.
Right. We'll have from 5 to 8, we will have musicians in 7 different locations downtown Ruston playing short sets so that tour goers can walk around and hear a variety of music. And then they'll also be able to speak with the musicians about their art. We have jazz. We've got barbershop quartet. We have classical guitar, folk, bluegrass. And then at 6 p.m., we're having a round-robin poetry reading with 4 poets from the region. We have Errol Miller, Veronica Shooter, April Honecker, and Gennaro Smith. And they will be reading their works at Pastry Moon doing a poetry reading. And it'll be round-robin style, so that'll be nice. Each poet will read a couple of selections and then move to the next one, so you get a variety of their styles.
Any special activities that'll be taking place on Saturday?
Saturday, we will have shopping all day from 11 to 5 with the artists on site in the stores. And then several artists are going to be doing demonstrations at their locations. We'll have screen printing, we'll have spinning on a spinning wheel, flint napping, calligraphy, and a couple of other things.
I know Sunday there are a couple of activities coming up. Sprout Sunday.
Yes, we started Sprout Sunday. This will be the 3rd year, and it's gotten a really popular event. It's nice to see people bring their kids out. We have 3 studios who will open, and they are going to do free art projects for kids.
I know the tour winds down with a community variety show on Sunday afternoon. Tell us about what's coming up in the show.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. This is the 1st year we've done this. We are going to have the Grambling's portion of the Grambling State University Choir. We're going to have some young dancers from a new dance studio in town, the LG Dance Studio. There's a new nonprofit percussion group in town called the Percussive Arts Institute of Ruston. They're going to have some of their young percussion students. Then we're going to have the Dixie Dancers that everyone loves here, and some sneak peek scenes from Ruston Community Theater's upcoming Christmas play. It's going to be a really nice way to come into the Dixie for a free show and see a variety of artistic styles and just a good community event.
Lots of things taking place in Ruston as part of the Holiday Arts Tour, where Jessica Slaughter serves as Executive Director with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob.